NPR's business news starts with a hacking sentence. This morning, a federal court in New Jersey is scheduled to sentence a hacker for his much publicized exposure of a security flaw on AT&T's iPad service. That was back in 2010. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the sentencing of Andrew Arenheimer will be closely watched by those who believe federal prosecutors have become overly zealous about punishing certain kinds of hackers.
Arenheimer is not a pleasant person, at least not online. He calls himself a troll, and he seems to delight in sounding racist or just plain inflammatory. It's hard to figure out where the irony starts and stops. But he sounds earnest enough when he says he did society a favor when he took more than 100,000 iPad users' email addresses from an AT&T website and then went public. Chris Hufnagel, who specializes in technology and public policy at Berkeley Law, says this kind of online mischief might have some benefit.
After all, we are talking about transparency, and many of us exist in a kind of Disneyland of false belief that these systems are well secured and impervious against wrongdoers.
In recent weeks, Arenheimer has identified with Aaron Swartz, one of the creators of Reddit and an internet activist who committed suicide in January. Swartz was also facing prosecution under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. But Arenheimer's case is somewhat muddied by his apparent failure to warn AT&T of the vulnerability before he publicized it. He was convicted on two felony counts last fall, and each charge carries a potential maximum of 5 years in prison. Martin Costi, NPR News.